Kelly Frank is here. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you?
Super.
And also Heidi Brock is here. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you guys?
We are doing great.
I got to believe you're running all over the place, right?
We are, aren't we, Kelly?
Oh, man. Now, I know the first time we talked about it seemed like a couple of months ago, and here it is here already. Coming in today will be the Michigan Military Memorial Wall. Now, just before we went on, what approximate time is that going to be coming in today?
Well, the wall is going to be escorted by the Patriot Guard. They're going to be leaving West Branch at about 3:30 p.m., the Kmart in West Branch. Mm-hmm. And if you want to ride, whether it's a motorcycle, a cruiser, or a hot rod, you're welcome to ride. And if you can be there between 2 and 2:30, that would be great. There's going to be some instruction, but they are going to be leaving again at 3:30. Heading down 55, turning onto US 23 and making its way to the Veterans Memorial Park, located right next to the Tawas City Post Office.
And that's when things are really going to get going then, isn't it?
Yes. And I would say that the wall might arrive around 4:30-ish, okay, depending on the traffic, depending on conditions. Yes. And anyway, any of you, whether you're a business or just a fan of our military, please be out there waving your flags and showing your support for the Honor Guard and the Veterans Memorial Wall. It would be such an honor to see you out there. Grab your cameras and just be out there. You are needed.
That's right. As you head down, as it heads out 55, all the way down that line, fly your flags and be on out there and show your support. That would be pretty cool.
And there's also going to be a special a meet and greet by Peter Lemon. He's going to be there to greet the riders as they enter the park.
Now, speaking of him, he's also got a formal presentation tomorrow, right?
Yes. Tomorrow, the viewing of the wall is Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. But at 10 o'clock, there's a special presentation by Peter Lemon, and we've got some other activities going on. But for those of you who don't know, Peter Lemon is a Congressional Medal of Honor recipient, and he's also a Tawas High School graduate.
Yeah, and he's going to be out there. It starts at 9, but he's doing a presentation at around 10, right?
Yes.
And then through the rest of the day, through the day, people can just come and view the wall and find familiar names if they want to, right? That's what it's all about tomorrow.
That's right. And also, if you might find a name that should be on the wall that's not, please feel free to let us know. In this whole process, we found a couple of names, and last night, one of the guys that brings the wall around, he did a hard job of getting those names done before it arrived here.
All right, very good. But come on out for that. But Kelly, also another part of this, the Veterans Park, you guys have been selling some bricks too, right?
Kevin, the best part about this Michigan Military Memorial Wall coming to our park has been the exposure. Last Thanksgiving, we had 30 bricks sold for our Walk of Honor, only honoring 30 local veterans. As of now, we have 211 sold.
Wow.
197 are in the ground.
Nice.
And I can't help but get teared up every day when I drive by that park. We realize we've met our goal that our community can visit this beautiful park every day. That's all we wanted was visitors there to honor our vets. So if you would still like to get a brick, we've got brochures at the event tomorrow. I'll be down there at 9 o'clock at our table, and also hitsfm.net still has those. So we'd love to see you there. And a extra thanks to Sandy and Bill Whitford that have been delivering and laying those bricks all week, scurrying around to get them in just in time for the big event tomorrow.
Oh, and it's going to be a big event tomorrow. Now, we mentioned Peter Lemon doing his thing, but throughout the rest of the day, there's some other activities going on too, right?
Yes, there sure is, Kevin. One thing I don't want to forget to mention is it's probably going to be a packed out event, so please, please, please bring your lawn chairs if you're able, just to make sure that you have a seat. And anyway, from 11 to 4 at the Iasco County Museum on US 23 in East Tawas, you can view the Congressional Medal itself.
Oh.
And what a neat thing to see. And then a little bit later at 6 o'clock, there will be a free concert held at the Tawas City Town Square Bandshell in Tawas City Shoreline Park, and featuring a lot of groups. One of them, the Tawas Bay Players Singers, and you know what a fabulous job
they do.
And Daniel's Lot is always a big hit, and there's just so much more.
Yeah. Now, where can they find that full itinerary? Is that available online somewhere for them to find?
It's available on WKJC.com.
Yeah, of course it is. Exactly. I knew I'd cue you just right there, Heidi. Perfect. Yeah, you can find out all that information. And then we're also going to be out there broadcasting live tomorrow. Deb Michaels will be out there on our sister station, Hits FM, right?
Yep. She'll be there from 9 to noon.
Yeah.
And I just want to encourage you all, please come out.
Right.
What an awesome way to honor our veterans. And also, I want to thank all the sponsors and all the volunteers who tirelessly worked to make this event happen. It happened in a short time, but we're just so grateful for everyone who helped out.
Indeed. And thank you to you guys for sticking around. I know you got a lot of things to do today, but I'm glad we could get an update on what's going to be happening both this afternoon and then tomorrow, too. And hopefully a lot of people come on out and see the wall and get themselves involved with this. And Heidi Brock and Kelly Frank, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.